Is your life full of pin cushions? Is your life full of pins? Is your life full of pins? Do you have a pin cushion? When you're sewing, you put your needles in a pin cushion. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Is your life a pin cushion? Are people sticking pins in your life all the time? Are there difficulties going on in your life all the time that are taking your attention and taking your time and making you feel that you are less than an effective being? Well, I talked to the lady on the phone today about a practitioner, about being a practitioner, about working on that problem that she was telling me about. And I said, you would be so lucky if you didn't know yourself. If you were a practitioner working on a person you didn't know, because practitioner work with a person that you don't know is so much quicker, so much more wonderful, so much more powerful than when it's with somebody you know. And the reason for that is that you know the appearances. You've seen the appearances. You believe in the appearances. You have already thought of ways of manipulating the appearances. And the moment you start manipulating the appearances, you're taking away from the principle, the effect of the principle. The principle works and doesn't need to know appearances or non-appearances. The man is dying. So you say, you're home perfect, you're home perfect, you're home perfect. And the appearance is that he's dying. And if you think that he's dying, why are you saying he's home perfect? What are you doing such a stupid thing for like that, you know? Because that doesn't mean a thing. You think he's going to live. You think that you can speak your word and that you can say by your word, he's home perfect, he's home perfect, he's home perfect, and have it be done. That's what you think you could do. Well, that's what a practitioner does. Of course, a practitioner doesn't really do that. You call a practitioner, and the practitioner first heals himself, says, I'm whole and perfect, and then the practitioner looks at the world, and there's nothing to heal. Everything is a reflection of the practitioner. So, if you're going to play the game of practitioner, you have to divorce yourself entirely from the appearance world in which you're speaking about. If you're speaking about your son who is in the hospital for an operation and it's very tragic and you're so worried about it, you are no good. You are no good as a practitioner because you are worried as much as everybody else. A practitioner cannot be worried. A practitioner must know that when they speak their word, it's done. First, the practitioner heals himself about their thoughts, about any condition that might exist. You're just letting all those pins and needles being stuck in you like a pin cushion, and they prick and they hurt and they do things. Now, have you ever had acupressure or acupuncture done? Well, acupuncture is a fine old art, going way back, thousands and thousands, 6,000 years ago to the Yellow Emperor. And at that time, they had studied out the meridians of the body, and they found by trial and error, by guinea pigs, people who were allowing themselves to be guinea pigs, by putting these little needles into the body to stimulate certain areas, and how it would stimulate an area here and stimulate an area there, and how it would affect an area here and affect an area there. And they could not be surprised if something strange happened. If they stuck a needle in your ear and your tooth stopped aching, you know? Or if they stuck a needle in your toe and your eyes stopped being runny, you know? You know, because those things all interwoven in this giant, wonderful network of your points of your body, the acupuncture points. Now, you're a pin cushion, and when you're letting people put pins in you of their opinion that this is so, or these appearances are so, or these conditions are going to happen, then you're letting them press your acupuncture points indiscriminately. And who knows what's going to happen to you? It's bad enough that the person that you would like to see receive benefit is not going to get any benefit from it, but you won't either, and you will really go into trouble. So, don't tell your troubles to others. When you're a practitioner, you say to yourself, Sylvia, you want me to treat for you? Yes, and everybody, I want to tell you all about, no, Sylvia, keep it to yourself. I will treat for you if you want me to. Now, do you want me to? Yes. Okay. Sylvia, first I treat myself and I'm whole and perfect. And then I look at you, there's nothing to heal. You're whole and perfect. Herb. Sylvia, that's the way it works. Now, I don't know what your problem was, and I don't really need to know, but you ain't got it no more. It doesn't belong to you anymore. It's not in your house. And so he said, wow, I wish we were always that easy. Well, come to me and it is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, you got to come because you believe that I can speak my word and do something. You got to come to the practitioner because you can let the practitioner work. Because the practitioner does no good at all if you don't come to them. If you don't come, like my son, he has situations sometimes, and occasionally he'll come to me, and occasionally he won't. And when he comes to me, everything just so done and easy. He says, I didn't really need to talk to you. I said, you needed to talk to me more than you knew. But you see, people think that when you do your work, it's so easy, they think that there's really nothing the matter in the first place, you know. And that's lovely. That's what's called spiritual healing, in a way. Not totally, but in a way. Now, if you're going to tell other people about your problems, you're giving them all these little acupuncture needles to push into you. To push into you the big old fat pin cushion that it's hanging all out to say, over here, press here, you know. And then you get from bad to worse. And the only way to do it is to go into seclusion, you know.
Yeah.
Tell nobody, your practitioner maybe, but that you're not telling the practitioner anything either, ha ha ha. Because the practitioner does not want to hear it and will not hear it. As I told her, I said, you know, you're telling me all of this garbage, and now I have to clear my consciousness about it to speak my word for you. But, hey, as far as I'm concerned, it's done. Now, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for it to be in? Don't be jumping to conclusions here. If you are ready to be doing it, Alan Jeremini,
yes,
you're ready to shut your mouth. Ah, can I do that? Oh, gee, that'd be murder if I had to shut my mouth. You know, can I tell you my problems? No. Can I tell you my hang-ups? No. Can I tell you my needs? No. Can I tell you anything? Just that you're wonderful, you're perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're fantastic. She's putting a thumbs up on that. Okay, but go for it.
It's done.
That's the only thing the world wants to know.
Right.
Now, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Garbage. The world has love. And the world doesn't need anything. And the world has lots of love. Love overflowing. See, the song is so pathetic and so joyful interesting. What the world needs now. The world doesn't need that. You know what you need? You need someone to love you. Ah, you're right. Me. You're right. I haven't been loving myself like I should. I really should get to it. I really should get busy and love myself because I'm really a very wonderful being. And, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, are you man enough to handle that? Are you being enough to handle that? Are you the creative spirit enough to handle that? And you, I caught you a few minutes ago looking like you shouldn't have looked. And you know what I mean. And that's not right. Don't ever do that to yourself. I don't give a hoot and holler in hell. But you should. You should. You're here always to have pure thoughts. Pure thoughts. And whenever you pick on somebody else who's smaller than you are just as terrible as can be. Never pick on anybody smaller than you. Never pick on anybody bigger than you are because they'll hit you in the face. You know, and never pick on an equal because they won't like that either. But don't pick on anyone, not even yourself. Just say how wonderful you are. And let me see by how you react to other people how wonderful you are. Because if you ever, any of you, look at each other with a growl on your face, that's how wonderful you are. Yuck! You can keep it. I'm leaving here. I'm not staying in this room. You think many times when I walk out of this room that I'm walking out of this room because of the things you did. The things you did were nothing. What you really did was the attitude you had was just so bad. It made such a stink here that I just couldn't handle it anymore. I didn't choose to handle it anymore.
Yes.
I wasn't going to change it. I could have changed it. I could have, you know, just drilled you all with my loving thoughts and cleaned you up good. But you're here to learn the lesson by yourself. If I'm going to do everything for you, then there's no good. Just like, I'm not comparing myself to Jesus, but just like Jesus said, he said to his disciples, "Oh, ye of little faith, must I do everything?" You know? Mm-hmm. Must I do everything? I teach you and teach you and teach you. When are you going to practice it? So, are you a pincushion?
No.
And a pincushion is that which attracts pins to it.
No.
Or are you yourself and having fun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go for it.
Thank you. Thank
be
you.
It. Love it. I see
love
it
you.
Done. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. Love you.
It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, guys. Cutting out.